I was talking to a friend online who's very interested in music, and he said it's about the music. Now, he was talking about his particular life, but it led me to think about the fact that it's always about the music. There is a greater harmony running through our lives, and we have to make the singular discovery of how to join it. Do you know how? The only way to join it is by coming into harmony with the truth of your being. Vernon Howard said something once that I've never forgotten. He said, "The only authentic love is the undiscovered freedom inside your own mind. This is harmony. This is music." And when you accept that, it changes the world for you. It can't change it for anybody else because there's not anybody else. The world is a projection. So it is indeed about the music. I know I was 35 years old when my daughter died, and that was the day, as Don McLean would said, the day the music died. The house was completely still. There was no small voice piping this or that. There was a dead silence. I didn't know how to find the harmony again. And so I began to look. I looked inside of spiritual books. This went on forever until I was brought to a true teacher. And he pushed me even deeper into the darkness by saying to us all, "There's nobody there. There's no separate self. There is no you." That didn't feel like harmony, and yet it did, because I had recognized the great truth that there is nothing apart from everything. There's only everything. So I've been walking this path for a long time. And making these recordings for me is making music. It's making harmony with what is for myself. As I sit here, I don't know who may be listening. It's certainly just a few, just a handful. But I'm bearing witness to the fact that everyone has the harmony within them. And that if you really want to help the world, which, as I said before, is an illusion, help yourself. I knew that my daughter was gone, but I knew that God was not gone. So I set out on a path of inner discovery. This path is never ending. But for some of us, it is music. The world is a cacophony, a din, noise, confusion, stress, chaos. It's mirroring the human condition, the human consciousness. It's the rare human being that knows they want something different. Harmony is also silence. This line came to me one time, and it was this: "Listen, and you will hear a symphony of silence." Yes, there's great beauty, great harmony, when the soul falls silent, maybe for the first time. My life fell silent when my daughter died. I didn't know where her music had gone. And yet, when I started writing, I was writing the music again. The music of her life was the music that I use to write the essays that I write. And as I feel my way into making these recordings, I feel that they are another form of music, another form of harmony. I know you feel it, and I'm very grateful you're here to listen. Thank you so much.